friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Meir ben Sarah Malka, Simcha ben Echagidol, Yoshiyahu and Shiloh ben Risarus, Benjamin Simcha ben Adina Minya. It says in the Torah in Parakeet Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Parshas Re'ei, Lo Sucha Alecho B'Sharecha Masa Degon Chasirosh V'Yitzarecha V'Chorus B'Korcha V'Tzonecha V'Chol Nudorecha Asher Tidro N'Tusecha V'Trumas Yadecha. So it's talking here about the Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim and your gates, and you're also not allowed to have your Korbanos, eat your Korbanos in your gates. Rashi brings from the Sifri, Lo Suchal, etc. Rishub Mekarcha Omer, Yochal Atah, Velim Chavashai. What does it mean you can't? You can't eat in your gates your Maaser Sheni, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, your Korbanos, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. What does it mean you can't? Of course you can. What does it mean? It means Ein Chavashai, you can, but you're not allowed to, you're not permitted to. Ki Yotzei Bo, Vesei Avusi, Yoshua Yerushalayim, Yochalu B'nei Adol Arishan, the Jebusites that dwelled in Yerushalayim, the sons of Judah were not able to displace them. Cholim hayol shenam rashayim. Doesn't mean they weren't able to. They were able to. They just were not allowed to because of the bris that Avraham made with them when he took Moras and Machpelah. And they weren't really Jebusites. They were Chitim. El Hashem Ha'ir Sheshma Yavus. They were really Chitites. When Avraham Avinu brought Moras HaMachpelah, he made a bris, he's not going to displace them. And the reason they were called the Yavusi is Al Shem, the city. They're really Chitim. So we have to understand. Since the whole Losa say, Shebetz, every Losa say Shebet Torah is Ein Charasha, you're not allowed to. But it doesn't say Los Sucha. It says Losase. Here it says you're unable. Can't. And normally it says you shouldn't do it. But it doesn't say Lo Sucha. So why Dafka here does it say Lo Sucha? Then when it says you're not allowed to, it says Lo Sucha. That you're not able, that you're not allowed to, it's framed in terms of you're not able to. Lo Ein Charashai is written Lo Sucha, you're not able to. So that's Kasha number one. Why here the Lashon of Losucha as opposed to normally it says Losasa? We also find numerous psukim with this Lashon. Parashas Yisrael, Vera Moshe El Hashem Lo Yucha Lo Am Lalos El Har Sinai Ki Atay Bo Dosu Bana Nemor Al Gvelos Har V'Kidashto. Moshe says to Hashem, the nation cannot go up to Har Sinai because you testified to us saying, make a border around the mountain and sanctified. Rashi says, "She'eni tzarech lahasros behem, shrei musrim ve'omdim heim." I don't have to give them hasr. I don't have to warn them. They're already warned. So it says, "Lo yuchal lo am lalos." They're not able to. It means they're not allowed to. We also find hezayin hey, "Lo suchal lizboch as a pesach ve'achad shirach asher Hashem lokecha nosein loch." You're not able to be zoveach the pesach and the gates that God gave you. Rather in Yerushalayim. So again, Lashon Lo Suchal, you're not able to, it means Ein Charashai, you're not allowed to. We also find later on, Parsha Shoftim, Perak Yitzayim, Pasuk Tesvav, Lo Som Tesim Alech HaMelech, Lo Suchal, Lo Sisenech Yishnach Yisholoch, if you're not able to place upon you a foreign man who's not your brother, a Gentile. That also means, not that you're not able to, you're not allowed to. And it says Lo Suchal. Also later, Parshas Kisetze, Vayi Bion Chilo, Zbana Vetzachel, La Yuchal, the Vakar, Spana Huba, Pnei Ben Asnu Abuchor. When you're giving out the Nachala, you cannot give the son of the Ahuva, of the beloved wife, the Yerusha, over the son of the wife who one doesn't love. Lo Yuchal, you're not able. So here what it means is that it's not effective. But according to the Ramban, and there's a stuff to say for a mitzvah, let's say it base, it's also a lav. You're not allowed to. And it says lo yuchal, it means you're not allowed to. We also see v'chein ta'aseh lechamro, etc. Lo suchal esalim, not to hide yourself. Lo suchal, what do you mean you're not able to? You're not able to hide yourself, means you're not allowed to hide yourself. You have to return the aveda. Why does this lashon lo suchal? also by Mosi Shemra. Unas and Isha Shochev. Somebody's ma'anis a girl. He has to remain with her all of his days, so therefore it's also ein charashai, and he's not allowed to send her away. What do you mean he's not able to? He's not allowed to. Also, it says when a man divorces his wife and then she marries somebody else, he can't take her back. There it also means you're not allowed to. So what does it mean lo yuchal? We have to explain all these lo suchals and lo yuchals. So we'll begin based on the Torah of Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Dovitzek Manzitzal. Based on the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch Ebn Ezra, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, and Siman Aleph Sifal, the famous Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Samid, Tamidu Kal Gadol B'Torah, Ovim Malas HaTzadikim, Shahochim Lufnei Elohim. Kein Yeshiva Sadim Tenuosa Basak Apuhu Levada B'Beiso, Kishivas Tenuosa Basak Apuhu Lufnei Melech Gadol. You don't sit in your house like you would in front of a king. You don't speak with your family like you would in front of a king. So certainly, when you're in front of the Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God sees everything. Certainly should have busha and achnon and pachad from Hashem. So according to this, it would appear that if a person would feel and see God's presence with him, so it's pashut, he wouldn't have two options. Follow Hashem or not follow Hashem, and he chooses to follow Hashem. He's muchruch. Since God is hidden, so we feel like we have a free choice. You can follow God or not follow God. So in charasha, it's really lo yucha, we're not able to. That's if we would see God clearly. Because we don't see God clearly, it's in charasha. So now we can understand lo sucha l'salam l'gabei Shabbos aveda dafka. It's unlike other monetary mitzvahs. We're not talking about doing something wrong, some avel, some sort of injustice to someone else. There it's pashut. That it's not just harming your friend and the seder ha'mtukan shel ha'olam, but there's also a godly matter that you shouldn't do this injustice. And that's neged Hashem. But Hashem Sevedi would think that it's not an inyan aloki, it's just tikkun seder ha'olam min an lechaveiro. Mimela, it's not a siya neged hamelech, because, like we said, you would think that Shabbos Aveda is not against the king because it's just a lost object. You're not. When you don't return it, you're not stealing it, you're not hurting the guy, you're not actively doing a guy an injustice, you're just not returning his lost object. So therefore, you're not acting against the king. Because when you're acting against the king, it's a lo sucha, something you can't do. Just you think you can because he's hidden. But the etzem, that you can't go against the king. But by a Shabbos Aveda, you would think that it's not going against the king. So tucha l'salim. So if the pasuk says lo sucha l'salim, because this lo sucha is also a lo sucha. You really can't. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. You can't not follow God. So normally it doesn't have to say lo sucha. We understand that around that if you'd see Hashem clearly, you wouldn't be able to do this. But by Shabbos Aveda, maybe you would be able to do this even if you saw Hashem clearly, because you're not doing an injustice to your friend. There's no serious avil here. You're right, it's not a best way to run society that people don't return lost objects, but it's no... there's no inyan aloki that you shouldn't do this injustice. That's what one might think. Because you might think it's not against the king. Therefore the pasuk says, lo suchal. No, you're not able to. Because if you would see the king clearly, you wouldn't be able to do this. Even a Shabbos Aveda, it's a Chiddush Shabbos Aveda. There's an Inyan Aloki and a Shabbos Aveda also. That's why it says Lo Suchal Dafka by a Shabbos Aveda. It's saying you're not able to because you have to be able to see the king, because you would think that this isn't against the king. You're not taking anything from the guy, you're just not returning his lost objects. So Kamashman, no. You're going against the king, and therefore Lo Suchal, you're not able to do it. If you would see the king clearly, you wouldn't be able to go against him. And now we can understand what it says in Parashat Yisrael, Yuchal La'am, they're not able to go up the mountain. Since it was Aser, so if you just feel clearly the presence of Melech Malachim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's Lo Suchal. And there Moshe Rabbeinu is talking on the third day, and then it says, so here was a matzah where they felt that the nochuchus of Hashem, they felt the presence of Hashem, and therefore it's lo yuchal mamish. And not only in charashai, here it's mamish can't, because you see Hashem so clearly. And now we understand why it says lo yuchalam lal sal har Sinai ki ata idosa. In other words, we don't need another azhara because you already told us not to go up. So Ibn Ezra says, I don't understand the pasuk. Why can't there be another azhara not to go up the mountain like Hashem commanded? Like it says later, Patuch of Dalet Ve'omer Hashelav Hashem. Lech Reid Valisa Tov Aaron Imach VaKohanim VaMal Yar Sulelos El Hashem Pen Yifrotz VaM Rashi says Lech Reid VaEid VaM Shenis. Go tell them again. Shemizarizim Sadim Kol Demaisa VaChoz Mizarizim B'Shas Maisa. You are Mizaris. You exhort a person before the Maisa, and then B'Shas Maisa you exhort him again. So what does it mean? Lo Yuchal Ha'am Lalos El Har Ki Atai Dosa. In other words, I don't have to give them another warning because they can't go up the mountain. So you already warned us not to go up. Rashi says, "Sheni tzarech lahasis from Shem Musim Bonim." They're already forewarned. I don't have to warn them again. What do you mean? You see, you do warn them again. You see in Pasuk Chav Dalet. I also don't understand that if he says to, that if Moshe says Lo Yuchal Ha'am, you don't have to warn them again because you already warned us not to go up the mountain. But Yuchalam Lala Sal Har Sinai, they're not able to go up the mountain. They were already warned, you don't have to warn them again. Then what's the tshuva Lech Reid? Go down, and then Ve'alisa Atavar Anachicha Imach Va'konim Bama Yisrael Asal Hashem Pen Yifrutzpah. Go down and then go up, you and Aaron with you, and the Kohanim, and the nation will not go up the mountain. Like Rashi says, Mizarzim Sadim called him a Maisa, Bechozim Zazim Shas Maisa. So Lech Reid Veibram, tell them not to go up again. How's that an answer to Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo Yuchal. They're not able to go up. They don't need another warning. And the answer is, Hashem says, they need another warning. How does that answer Moshe's taina that they don't need another warning? They already received a warning. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows: that Bishar Mitzvah Torah, you can have a few Asharas on the same Isser. And Halavai, that all the Asharas, all the warnings should have an effect. But there, they were in front of the king. So that's not Begeder Eino Rashai, that's Begeder Lo Yuchal, they're not able to. And therefore, Moshe said they don't need another Azhara, because Mitzad HaMetzias, they can't go up. Hashem is there. How can they go against Hashem when His presence is so evident? And that it says, Pasuk Chavdal, V'yomrei Lav Leich Reid, V'alisa Atar V'ranimach V'akonim Ba'am. So it says, V'alisa Atar V'ranimach. That was the Ali of Moshe, the Kabbalah Sator for Bnei Yisrael. Is what it's talking about over here. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the issue is not to prevent the Metzias, they shouldn't go up the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu says they can't go up the mountain. But rather, the inyan is the giving of Torah mitzvahs to the Jewish people in the same gedder, in the same way that it was said to Moshe, "Balisa Torah Animach, you and Aaron, your brother, will go up. Shulin Asinas Torah." Well, fish in the Sinas Torah ain makom. The Masha Mitzad Matzav Shemichutz the Torah. The Lav Hachi Menuim Hemiya Maisa. In other words, you and Aaron should go up to receive the Torah. And just like something outside of Torah. Just like Torah cannot be given if something outside of Torah is stopping them from receiving the Torah, because Torah is only given according to the kochos of man. So we're talking here about the receiving of the Torah, and the Torah being lefi the kochos of the person. So since we're talking about the kochos of the person, a person needs a double zeros. He needs another exhortation. And therefore the Pasuk says, Leich Reid, go down and tell them, V'ayid Ba'am Shenis, go tell them again. Not to touch the mountain, not to go up the mountain. And the fact that it says, V'alisa Atav Aranimach, Tzom Anasinas HaTorah. You can only receive the Torah if you're able to, if nothing is stopping you from the outside. Because Torah is given to feed the kochos of a person. Just like Torah is given to feed the kochos of a person, so too, a person needs a zeros achar zeros. He needs a double exhortation. So that was the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu says, La yucholam lalos. You already told us. They can't go up the mountain. You already told us. I don't need to tell them again. And Hashem says, No. You're coming up to receive the Torah, which is according to a person's kochos. And Torah is not given in such a way that if they can't do the Maisa, they're still going to be obligated in the Maisa. Something outside the Torah stopping them from doing the Maisa, they're going to be obligated in the Maisa. It doesn't work that way. Rather, they only have to keep what they're able to keep. Fi Adam. So to the Fi Adam, Fi Koach Adam, you need Zeres Achar Zeres. Therefore, you do need to tell them again. Leich Reid, go tell them again. And then Valis Aaron Rechicha. And then you'll come back up and get the Torah. Torah is given according to the koach of man. And man needs a zeres achar zeres. Exhortation after exhortation. Okay, we still have a number of los suchas and los yuchas to explain. But with Baruch Hashem siyata d'shmaya, we saw some great insights into the psukim. Pashas, Teretz, and Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu. I hope we're able to continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.